This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be rough for me. I want to ask you guys a question, and I know your initial answer is going to be mean, but I'll just get it out of the way. Do I have zero charisma? Like zero. Literally no charisma. Is there nothing magnetic?
You have charisma, but you don't have riz.
Yeah. Okay. I would go with, yeah. Not absolute zero. You're a math guy. What's that thing that's rapidly approaching zero? Whatever that term is.
That hurts me so good, but it's so funny. Okay. A couple of things have occurred recently, and I really want to focus on one. Aaron and I and a female all went out to dinner. We had some drinks and whatnot, and then as the evening was wrapping up, Aaron had to leave.
Okay.
I'm gonna be totally honest. It's somebody that we're considering for the show.
Okay. So not a date. It's
just we were just hanging out.
She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
She's dressed as if we're kind of on a date. Because we're dressed nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Erin excused herself. She went bye-bye. And then this woman and I went and sat down at a bar and continued our conversation. Now, I want to make it clear. Again, great-looking woman. We're talking about working together. But how do I say this without...
Can you get in trouble with HR before they work?
Well, here's the thing. Her body language... She is facing me. We're talking about working together. Her legs
She's
are facing
fully
me.
Invested in
yes,
you.
We're sitting there talking. This smoldering 6'8" bartender dude comes up, sort of inserts himself in the conversation, and while conversing with both of us, never took his eyes off of her.
Okay.
Then he hands out his business card, hands one to me, and then he lingered when he handed it to her.
Okay.
Now, this is where I'm asking if I am riz free. I am not trying to be with this person, but to the naked eye, it looks like we are together, in my opinion.
I see.
And he doesn't know that we're not on a date. How does he know we're not wearing a... how would he... No.
The only reason that he might is because we had an event upstairs and he was up there. So I wonder if she had talked to him previously.
I don't think so, because he introduced himself. Like, he just...
I can see this isn't going
right. That's what he fully C-blocked me as hard as any human has ever done it without knowing. I'm like, how?
But he was 6'8", you said?
He was a ginormous specimen.
Guys. Tall guys that go to the top of the list, I think, for attractiveness. Just tall is number one. Just, are you tall?
It helps.
So, okay. In this same time period, I'd also met with a very dear friend of mine who we used to work together. And I know you guys know this about me. I get mistaken for being gay a lot. This man is gay. And we too are sitting together at like a high top table, chatting it up. And it looks extremely affectionate.
Sure.
We could just as easily be a couple as anybody else. And another man came up to the table and started chatting him up.
Ignoring you?
100%. So,
how about some love over here?
This is what I'm saying. You don't know that I'm not with her, and you don't know that I wasn't with him. So am I so bereft? Do I seem like somebody so undateable? What is it about me? Is it me? I'm saying.
Well, I kind of wish I saw you together with each quote unquote couple, because if you're saying her energy was all directed at you,
100%, dude, our legs were practically touching.
I want to know what yours looked like.
I was facing her. We're talking. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're literally, mm-hmm. I'm leaning with my left arm on the bar. She's got her right arm on the bar. We're facing each other. And we're okay, like, I've been on dates that are exactly like that.
Okay, but you're leaning on the bar almost too nonchalant.
Is that
like,
what it
I
is?
Don't, like, I don't give an F. I'm just chilling.
How are you supposed to look on a date? What should I have been leaning towards her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I maybe you just don't. Yeah, you don't come off.
No one.
Or maybe you don't come off as a threat. So maybe it's
definitely
like
not.
Maybe it's like they're on a date, but I see an opening.
What?
What's this guy gonna do?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.